Majesty, dear King Willem Alexander, dear Queen Maxima, dear Mayor Alsema, dear Femke, my friend, very close to me, and dear guests, ladies and gentlemen. I was so glad to welcome you both in Paris, Majesties, for the Olympic Games, and I ask for the sun to shine, but it rains, cats and dogs, even it there, all told me that the 26th of July, was the summer day when we were must to have the sun, but it was not the sun, it was the rain. I'm so sorry, but it was a pleasure to have you in Paris for the Olympic Games. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to be invited to deliver a speech in front of such of an impressive audience in this historical venue. I'm proud to celebrate the anniversary of founding of Amsterdam with you today. I have been told you were celebrating this anniversary in a monumental way, and I have to admit, it is true. What a rich and vibrant history. Amsterdam is a singular city in Europe, a city that embodies boldness, liberty, enlightenment, a city that gave so much to the European civilization, including the finest spirit of art, philosophy, science, and beauty. In my window, it is Amsterdam. In a world where wars were a daily experience, where European kingdoms were always in conflict, the city of Amsterdam during the 17th century was a safe city for people who cherished tolerance, freedom, and peace. In this uncertain time, scientists, physicians, philosophers like Spinoza and Descartes, publishers, were allowed to find home in Amsterdam. Foreigners from all over Europe were welcomed to become full citizens of the city. The soul of Europe was beating here. Thanks to your sailors, thanks to your companies, thanks to your political system, Amsterdam created the merchant economy, invented capitalism, and the free trade. The Enlightenment of Europe took its deepest roots here among canals and houses, public places, marketplaces, and city hall. Communities and free citizens were in early time able to rule the city, to take care of the poorest one, to freely publish books, and to express opinions that built the Enlightenment that will spread all over Europe in the 18th century. Without Amsterdam, I think that the revolution in France and the independence of the United States would not have been the same. I want to pay my tribute to the deep and strong influence you are responsible for democracy, freedom, the rule of law, liberalism, and humanist values. I do not ignore that Amsterdamers founded a new Amsterdam along the Hudson River. I'm quite sure that New York would not have been New York, the new city of life, if it won't have been created by Amsterdam. The world history has a long-lasting tribute to Amsterdam, but history is not all. Amsterdam remains a worldwide inspiring city, creator of a urban way of life that is still the way mayors dream of and imagine their cities. It was my inspiration, Amsterdam, when I start to transform my city, Paris. Public places dedicated to daily life, nature of all over the city, protected communities, respected citizens, both native and foreign, artists, scientists, companies that contribute to innovation and growth, all mixed all together in a peaceful manner. In the last century also, during the World Wars, and especially during the Second World War, your city played a significant role. You gave to Europe and European people a great lesson of both boldness and freedom. Your queen, Wilhelmina, declared to the Nazis' occupants that she will not surrender. She decided to flee to the United Kingdom, where she was able to keep the light of freedom alive for the sake of Europe. Thank you. You gave us so many lessons to the history of democracy and liberty that it was not possible for me, as mayor of Paris, not be here with you today to celebrate the vibrant spirit of Amsterdam. And Amsterdam and Paris have a long time friendship. We have been sister cities for decades, and not only for bicycle. I'm not revealing a secret saying how Amsterdam has been an inspiring reference on my topic. And I'm very proud because it was a challenge to go like Amsterdam in this way. More seriously, we work hand in hand on the world stage together, Amsterdam and Paris. We have always been guided by the same desire for progress, freedom, and innovation. We share our truth. Cities are home to more than 50% of the population in the world. Cities generate 80% of global GDP and account for 70% of global carbon emissions. And as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said, the battle against climate change will be largely won or lost in cities. Cities have to play a bigger role within the multilateralism system with the national government and for us here in Europe with the European Union. Facing the climate crisis, the threat of populism and the rising inequalities, we share common fights and common values. I won't be long, but let me tell you how closely we are collaborating. On keeping global warming below 1.5 degrees, on reducing our vulnerability to climate risk like floods, heat waves, rising sea levels, on restoring and protecting nature in the heart of our resilient cities, on ensuring that social diversity remains in our neighborhood, on reinventing ourselves but staying true to our roots, it's so important with our history. On developing tools for local democracy, human rights, and gender equality. On remaining welcoming cities for refugees, human rights activists, and artists, because the creativity of our city is also in this topic. As we are all gathered to celebrate your anniversary, I would like to conclude by sharing with you another anniversary, just a bit less impressive, of course. This year, we will also be the 10 years anniversary of the Paris Agreement. I will take place on the 23rd of June with the summit and exhibition in Paris, City Hall of Paris, will show cities' action against climate change. You are all invited to join. Amsterdam and Paris will have to be key actors for the next agreement in coming COP in Belém, because we need, after the agreement, the Paris Agreement, we need a new agreement for the 10-year become in Belém. But as for now, let us celebrate your tremendous anniversary. Thank you very much. Danku well. Merci. Merci beaucoup.